Some drivers, hoping to limit congestion and wait times, use the empty lane to bypass the line and then merge shortly before the construction site. They argue this method allows more efficient use of the road and say those who merge farther back are simply exhibiting herd mentality. But Peter Amakobe, work zone traffic safety engineer for the Wisconsin Department of Transportation, says the idea makes sense in theory, but is not the best approach in practice. He says the DOT's advice is simple.
In most cases, we recommend that you start merging once you see those signs and stay in the lane until you're past the construction zone.
Drivers who fume at the idea of sitting in line with an empty lane next to them may be taking a chance trying to merge closer to the construction zone, according to some people waiting in line at the DMV.
It depends on the day, I'll be honest. You know, if I've been sitting in that right lane for a while and they just squeeze up and they've seen the signs like we have, there'll be times, some days I will let them in, some days I won't.
I'm a pretty calm driver, so if I see them trying to get in, I'll slow down and let them in. Sometimes if it's been a bad day, everybody gets a little bit of road rage, so.
So you'll make them wait sometimes?
Yeah, if I'm in a bad mood, I guess, depending on how the day has gone.
Amakobe says road efficiency and speed are taken into consideration, but safety is the primary concern. He says drivers need to manage their speed, their space in the traffic flow, and their stress, and simply accept the longer drive time through construction areas. Micah Schweitzer, Wisconsin Public Radio.